This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. And here we go. Now that the Russia collusion story is falling apart by the day, turns out to be a deep state corruption scheme to eliminate Trump. The Democrats are shifting now to attacking Trump over allegations of sexual misconduct. And we're told now that a bunch of women are going to come out in January because some of them have been paid. One was offered up to $200,000 to make an accusation against Trump, we now know. These women are going to come out in January and accuse Trump of groping them or making sexual advances toward them or other things. This is coming out in January. The timing, the whole thing is contrived. It's all political at this point, and at least one of these women is being paid. And more importantly, the Democrats and the mainstream media are the same people who covered up Bill Clinton's rape and sexual assaults on multiple women through the 1990s. And that is why they have no moral standing from which they can call for Trump to resign or be thrown out of office or impeached or and so on and so forth. The double standard here, I mean, the hypocrisy is nauseating. It's sickening. These same people that when women came forth and said that Bill Clinton had raped them and attacked them and assaulted them and forced himself upon them and pulled out his private parts and right in front of their faces and demanded they go to work on him. And the media attacked the women all through the 1990s and even beyond. The media attacked the women and defamed those women and slandered those women and put those women through hell. Women like Paula Jones, for example, and Juanita Broderick. Just put them through hell. And now, because Trump is in the White House, the media decides, oh, now is the time for the Me Too movement. Now is the time where women's accusations count. Isn't it funny how it only counts when there's a Republican in the White House, but it doesn't count when there's a Democrat in the White House? So to all you Democrats, your hypocrisy stinks to high heaven. You have no moral standing to even make these accusations until you go after Bill Clinton and tell the truth about Bill Clinton. And even then, you can't wind back the clock 20 years and give the lives back to these women who were falsely accused, by the way. And why wasn't Bill Clinton thrown out of office if you want to throw a Trump out of office now? And by the way, even if the things that these women are saying about Trump are true, it's like apples and oranges compared to Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton raped women. No one is suggesting anything of the kind when it comes to Trump. Basically, they're suggesting that he came on to them or asked for their phone number or was flirting with them in an aggressive way, as a lot of celebrities do. Bill Clinton raped and assaulted women, multiple women. That's a crime. It's not just flirtatious behavior that gets out of hand. It's not just, groping at a party like, what's his name, Buttman does. Ben Affleck. Yeah, he touches women's butts at parties. It slides his hand down their crack. That's why he's called Buttman now. But even that is vastly different from what Bill Clinton did. Bill Clinton raped these women. Sexual assault, felony crimes against multiple women. And yet, the left-wing media gave him a free pass. The Democrats gave him a free pass. In fact, you know what their excuse was at the time? Because I lived through the 90s, and I remember Democrats always said, oh, it's only sex. It's only sex. It doesn't matter. What matters is that he's doing a great job in the White House, Mr. Bill Clinton. He's in the Oval Office protecting abortion rights and fighting for women, and he's a feminist, and he loves black people. In fact, he was called the first black president, by the way. I don't know if you recall that, but that's true. He was called the first black president. And so Bill Clinton could get away with rape and sexual assault because the Democrats gave him a free pass. And now those same Democrats, suddenly they want to hold Trump responsible for whatever accusations they can drum up, including if they have to pay women to accuse Trump of horrible things. And, you know, look, it's, I think that women in particular should be believed when there is a critical mass of women who are coming forth and who haven't been paid and who aren't part of a political destruction campaign. You know, I have great compassion for women who have been victimized by predators, you know, sex predators, and there are quite a few of them out there who won't take no for an answer, or like Al Franken, a pervert Democrat senator. His hands are all over women all the time, touching their breasts, touching their butts, and just out of control, you know, without their consent. And so I feel like we must listen to women when they have a critical mass, when there's a number of women coming forth who don't have anything to gain personally from it. But when women are paid, and when these women are organized by political operatives for a political purpose to bring down a Republican, when those same political operatives completely ignored Bill Clinton and his crimes against women, then you have to discount it. You have to, you know, red flags have to go off in your head, because you have to ask the question, is this legit or is this total BS? Because more and more, it looks like BS. It looks like this is just a contrived operation to try to destroy Trump. Because the Russia collusion is falling apart. Think how many times they've tried to destroy Trump with different kinds of lies. You know, CNN lies constantly to try to destroy Trump. Constantly lying, making up fabricated news and fake sources and fake quotes from imaginary sources to try to take down Trump. And it hasn't worked. So they're just shifting their strategy now to the sexual assault charges. And, you know, thank goodness Roy Moore didn't win the Alabama campaign, because they, you know, Democrats would use that even more to say, look, Republicans vote for pedophiles. You know, he wasn't a pedophile. Even if he did everything they accused him of, it was basically he was dating, or, you know, trying to date young women. That's not the same as Bill Clinton being on the Jeffrey Epstein Lolita Express having sex with underage teen prostitutes. That's pedophilia. That's a totally different ballgame. But just watch for Democrats to try to conflate these two things and throw it all in the same group and say things like, well, we made Al Franken resign because he's a pervert and he's a groper. So President Trump's got to go too. Because these, you know, what, eight women or whatever they're going to come up with have come forward and they've said that Donald Trump touched them, tried to kiss them, tried to grab them X many years ago. And of course, most of those women are paid, you know, anywhere from $5,000 to $200,000 probably to come forward with that. And you got to wonder about the timing too. Why didn't they mention this, you know, years ago? I don't know. It's just the politicization of all this is just so sickening. That's what really is mind-boggling about this, is that you've got actual cases of women who have been sexually assaulted, and now their stories become harder. You know, they lose credibility. They are, in essence, double victims in this, because so many of these politicized women are coming forth with stories that it raises red flags in everybody's minds. Like, who can we believe? Who's actually telling the truth versus who's trying to do this for political purposes to get somebody out of office? Because I think we would all agree that if there are legitimate cases of sexual assault, that those people, you know, usually men, should not be senators, should not be congressmen, and should not be presidents. If they are sexually assaulting women, they should not be in any position of authority or power. I think most of us would agree on that. That's not in question. The question is, are these accusations real or are they contrived? Is this being engineered? And when you look how everything is being engineered against Trump, that's got to be the first question in your mind. I mean, the FBI engineered the Trump dossier with Fusion GPS and the fake, the FISA warrant to spy on the Trump campaign officials. And how Peter Strzok and James Comey and Robert Mueller and who is it, Lisa Page, I think is her name? They were all working together, colluding together to make sure that Trump was spied upon and they could find dirt and they could charge them with crimes. And they violated so many laws to do that. You talk about corruption. You talk about deep state. The FBI is the new secret police of America. The FBI is the KGB. And even then, they couldn't get Trump out of office. So now they're turning to the women with the accusations, which only proves they're willing to try anything. They're willing to drum up any accusations. And that's why when I hear these accusations come out in January, my first reaction is going to be, this is a completely false accusation. You can't trust it because of the political operatives that are running these fake engineered accusations against Trump on a regular basis to try to get him out of office. You can't trust these women who are coming forth. I can already tell you ahead of time because it's all politics, which is a very sad state of affairs, because if we could prove that these things actually, the accusations were true, if we could somehow prove that Donald Trump did sexually assault women, then of course he'd have to resign. But what is the evidence of it? Are there photos? Is there video? Is there audio? Or is there a critical mass of like 70, 80, 90 women like Harvey Weinstein has? I mean, that guy was engaged in serious criminal offenses. He would sexually assault and rape women. And he did it to, no doubt, hundreds of women. I mean, once you pass the 50-woman mark, you know, like, you're in Bill Cosby territory. You're in Harvey Weinstein territory. There's no denying that. If you get 50 women to come forth against you to say that you sexually assaulted them or raped them, it's over, buddy. 50? Forget it. Because I don't think they could fake 50 women coming forth. But could they fake 5 or 10? Absolutely. No question about it, especially when there's money on the table. And especially when, you know, some of these women, maybe they didn't win the beauty pageant that was hosted by Donald Trump, and some of them have a grudge. You know, that happens out there too. There are cases where women flirt with a powerful man in some corporation, or maybe Matt Lauer at NBC. I think that was NBC. Flirt with somebody. They have sex with them. And then they claim to have been assaulted. And they file a lawsuit. And they get a big settlement. Hush, hush. It's called a sex trap. And sex traps are run every day. Sex traps happen in the intelligence community. How do you think they get, you know, CIA agents or FBI agents to leak information? It's very simple. Did you know that more women than men, more agents for the CIA are women than men? And a lot of them would be considered, quote, hot by many males. And the reason is because all they got to do is go to the bars around Washington, D.C. and wait for the men to get slightly inebriated, and then go up to the men and get them to start bragging about what they're doing. And all these men will start laying out all these secrets, whether they're CIA or FBI or State Department, whatever. They'll start telling all their secrets to these beautiful women because they love to brag. They love to brag because they want to impress that woman to get in the sack with her. This is how it works in Washington, D.C. This is why so many agents are women. You know, FBI agents and CIA agents, because it's a social engineering deal. Well, there's also women who do this professionally. They get themselves assaulted so they can get a massive payout. You know, I guess there's a related term, which is called gold digger. You know, gold diggers in certain sectors of the culture are known as women who want to attach themselves to rich men so they can cash in on some of that gold. You know, like they might attach themselves to famous artists or famous athletes or famous politicians. it's called gold diggers. It's a derogatory term, and it's a demeaning term in a way, but there is an element of truth to it. Some women do that. I'm not saying the majority of them, because it's not a majority, but some women do that. And so how do you know? How do you discern the difference between women who have been really molested or assaulted or raped versus those who are now changing the story because they want to pay out? They want to cash in. See, that's the discernment is the difficulty. And as far as I know, we don't even have anything resembling due process in this whole realm right now. Even the accusers against Al Franken. Al Franken just had to resign because, well, I guess there was the photo of him sort of grabbing that woman's breast. What was her name? She was in the ballistic vest. She was on the military tour. Forgot her name. And he was grabbing her breast while she was asleep. So, yeah, there is evidence of that. But for a lot of the cases, there's no physical evidence or recordings or anything. And it's simply the word of multiple women against the word of the accused, such as Al Franken or Charlie Rose or what have you. I got to tell you, that's not the case. The accuser is not always right. It might be 95% right, but not 100%. Can't be 100% because there are false accusations that are made from time to time. Everybody knows that. They're false accusations. Again, that's not the predominant situation, but it can happen, and it has happened, and no doubt it will happen again. So how do we know the difference? So I think, frankly, and it's amazing how quickly this whole issue has moved forward, you know, with Charlie Rose. And I mean, Weinstein just unleashed the floodgates on this, right? And after that, it was Weinstein, and it was Al Franken, and it was, Glenn Thrush at the New York Times, and so many other, mostly Democrats, by the way, but a couple of Republicans. That guy, what was his name, Barton? He had all the D-pics all over the internet, and he was a Texas congressman, really, and an ugly, overweight one at that. Yeah, dude, if you're going to put your D-pics out there, you might want to lose a few pounds first so you're not such a laughing stock. You know what I mean? But in any case, mostly Democrats have been wrapped up in this thing or taken down, I guess is a better phrase, and a few Republicans as well. But where is the due process for this? You know, Bill O'Reilly was taken out of Fox News for the same reason. And in addition to Bill O'Reilly, who else? Well, just a lot of people have been taken down by this. And I get the sense that we need some kind of system. Maybe a system that protects the identity of the women, but allows them to testify without, you know, risk to themselves or something. I don't know. Do we need a sex assault court now, like a Judge Judy, a special sex assault court? You know, I mean, I get the feeling we do. In any case, it's a convoluted issue. I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? I'm just trying to explore some common sense on this because we want guilty people who are truly guilty to be, you know, outed and punished, but we don't want innocent people to be falsely accused, right? We would all agree on that. The guilty should pay the price if they really did those acts, but the innocent should not pay a price. And we know that there are some manipulative women out there who will use this to get what they want. Oh my God, yes, I said it. There are manipulative women who use sex to get what they want. Oh my God. And if you don't believe that, you're not living in reality. So how do we tell them apart? Well, I don't know the answer, but I'm interested in your comments. So tell me what you think. You can post your comments on this or post your own podcast. We clearly need to sort this out in some way because society, this is a big problem for society. So let's hope we find a solution. Thanks for listening. In the meantime, you can read more news on Donald Trump at trump.news. And by the way, just for the record, before I go, if it is confirmed that Trump has ever raped or sexually assaulted women with violent assaults, like the way that Bill Clinton did, then I will absolutely call for his impeachment or resigning or whatever, you know, he's got to go. So even as someone who voted for Donald Trump and recommended him over Hillary Clinton, I would be the first, well, among the first, I guess, to call for his resignation if there were convincing, solid evidence that he engaged in that behavior. But I don't think he did. I think Donald Trump was surrounded by beautiful women who were throwing themselves at him, frankly, because he was rich, wealthy, powerful, ran the beauty pageant, owned giant hotels. All kinds of women throw themselves at you if you're that kind of person. Why would he have to assault women? There's no reason for it. And I don't think he's that kind of guy. I think he had plenty of women around just who were consenting, basically. That's my guess, but we'll see. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.